Well, Friday, the USDA gave us the first peek at what they expect to see when it comes to world outlook for corn, soybeans, and wheat for the 2014-15 marketing year. Joe Glauber, the chief economist for the USDA, says corn stocks will be increasing.
The ending stocks this year we're carrying out expected to be around 1.15 billion bushels. That's certainly a lot less than what we thought earlier in the year. And as a consequence, we're expecting that we will see some rebuilding of stocks coming into next year.
Also, as a consequence of that, you're going to expect corn prices to be down slightly.
I think that we're looking at a season average corn price of around $4.20, which I might add is higher than what we were carrying back at Outlook Conference when we were thinking that prices would potentially be below $4, but down almost 10% from this year.
And as far as the soybeans are concerned, he thinks that those stocks would be going up as well.
We're expecting production to increase from around 3.3 billion this year to around 3.6 or so next year. And again, that's assuming this kind of using our weather model for yields and trend adjustments, looking at a yield over 45 bushels per acre. Even with export levels at or near what we were seeing this year, crush levels at or near what we've been seeing, then I think that ending stocks will see some rebuilding.
And if that does occur, well, then he said the price forecast, which is expected to be around $13.20 a bushel this year, could be as low as $10.30 for next year. It has been a good year for commodity exports. We, of course, always point to China because they are the 800-pound gorilla in the room. But according to Steve Slight from the U.S. Grains Council, a couple other countries in South America and Mexico are becoming very important customers.
Yeah, Mexico, Colombia have been very strong buyers when they can get the rail cars to come across the border. That's a really big problem for us right now. But again, when you looked at, you know, the growth in their feed economies, the growth in their economies in general, it's a different kind of Mexico than it was, you know, certainly 10 years ago. It's a totally different Colombia than it was 10 years ago. These are very vibrant economies and, you know, extends into Peru and places like that throughout Central and South America. Very good markets in our backyard. We got to protect those markets and cherish them. And that's just exactly what we're going to do.
Well, looking at our cheese market on this Monday morning, we have block sitting at 204.5 cents per pound, barrels 202, and AA butter still strong at 216.75 cents per pound. Class 3 prices, May down to 22.75. June dropped 46 on Friday to 21.22. July lost 38 cents at 20.30. And September opened today at 19.90. Board of Trade, a mixed to mostly lower day for corn. May off 8.25 at 505 a bushel. September dropped to 501.5 cents. Beans strong. May up another 26.75 cents to 1501.5 cents per bushel. September now at 1285.5 cents. While May wheat dropped 12.75 to 716.5 cents per bushel. Over on the livestock trade, fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers top at 144, Holstein steers 112 to 129. Slaughter cows remain firm, cutter and utilities 93 to 113. Most of the slaughter cows 79 to 92. Our replacement bull calves 230 to 350. Heifer calves 150 to 330 with the barrels and gilts at 89 and down. Feeder lambs, they top at 175. And that tops off your agricultural information. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.